So last week we talked about the seven rays, seven chakras, as they are the elements of sexual energy transfer. And sexual energy transfer, as Ross said, is the release of potential energies across a potentiated space. Meaning, you know, a release of energy by male and female, because we're talking about bisexual here, bisexual meaning of two sexes, male and female. Sexual energy transfers, in this case, is, you know, the transfer of energy from one partner to the other, and back and forth. And it's done, Ross says, it's like a circuit being closed, and it's done by some combination of seven rays, the seven chakras of each partner. I can't go through the whole seven as a review. If you have any questions on it, let me know here. What I'll say is, I'll go through the seven, but very briefly. And we're on page 2, after Ra's statement, this is properly a more advanced question. So the thing to understand about red ray transfer is that it's basically biological. It's not conscious, it just happens. There's pregnancy or there's not pregnancy. There's energy transfer of 3D force or force that's associated with the 3D body or not. And it's not worked upon. So the orange and green, orange and yellow ray centers, which is the lower belly and the solar plexus, this is where we start the interface with consciousness. Of course, everybody has second, third chakra blockages somewhat. Ra gives the two possibilities of one partner with blockage or significant blockage and the other one mainly vibrating love, green ray. And the other possibility of both blocked, yellow-orange or orange-yellow, and there being a negative energy transfer occurring, negative polarization, which is, you know, as I said, true S&M, domination and submission for real in the sexual joining. And interestingly, the result of, you know, true S&M, meaning both partners who kind of willfully blocked, actually willfully blocked second, third rays, the result of that is that they both become more negative. One becomes a more clever submissive and the other one becomes a more empowered dominant. In the case of one partner blocked second and third ray and the other partner significantly open in fourth ray, love, the one that is in love actually gains a little bit of positive polarization. That doesn't mean the relationship's going to work out, but it means the one who's offering sexual transfer with love gains a little bit more positive charge or you know, access to energy through love. And the other one may actually have hunger and hunger for more sex or more partnership. Pure green ray transfer results in both partners feeling more love, more happiness, more comfort together. The higher chakras transfers, blue, indigo, violet, are rarer, more rare. But if you've had the experience of sexual union resulting in greater communication, good communication, not angry communication, then there was a blue ray transfer, throat chakra. Indigo is really true tantric sexuality, and it's, Ra says, extremely rare. And it's associated with both partners knowing themselves as a higher being, as spiritual being. You know, I am another you in Lakesh. And from that awareness comes further activation of the sixth ray in both partners, which is really wonderful, and that's really rare. So it's really, you know, two sixth density wanderers who are both relatively awake could do this. A fourth density wanderer and a six or four and four could do it, but again, it's quite rare. And in terms of seventh ray, we don't have to talk about it, because if six is not happening, then seventh won't be. The other thing I just want to say is the review of what actually is happening by male and female polarization or polarities joining. You know, the polarity here we're talking about is not good or evil, or service to others, service to self. The polarity is male-female gender body. And Ra basically said that, you know, starting in green ray transfer and up, there's a mutually strengthening transfer. What happens is that the woman gets energy, gets vitalization, physical vitalization from the man, or from the body, mind, spirit, energy system of the man. The man gets inspiration, actually intuition, some kind of mind, spirit, blended energy transfer receiving. So the man, you know, like the muse, that's exactly the root. The man who is green ray and up, which, you know, there are good men who are green ray in the world, generally wanderers, but not only, with a partner, with a woman who's green ray love vibrating, will feel inspired, and therefore he could feel, she is my muse, M-U-S-E. She is my goddess, or she is my inspiration, or she is the light that you know, my beloved, who warms my heart. And the woman gets vitalization. And so that's, you know, inbuilt to the, forget about genetics, but that's inbuilt to some type of basic polarization of body-mind-spirit complex according to gender. You know, the male body with a body in a of a body mind spirit complex and the female body of body mind spirit complex have a somewhat different energy polarization, whatever that means, and that's the root of the sexual energy transfer that is used for positive polarization, which Ra knows very well. Okay, so that's the review. So let's go into the new material for today. Childbearing and Spiritual Path, page 3. I'll read directly from the transcript and Ra's comment. So Don asks, can you expand somewhat on the concept that this action not only allows the creator to know itself better, but also creates in our density an offspring, meaning a baby in 3D, or makes available the pathway for another entity to enter this density, so that it either leads to pregnancy, or, you know, pregnancy leads to a soul coming into 3D. What's going on with that? Don's asking. And Ra says, as we've previously said, the sexual energy transfers include the red ray transfer, which is random, which is a function of the 2D attempt to grow, to survive, shall we say. This is a proper function of the sexual interaction. The offspring, as you call the incarnated entity, takes on the mind-body complex opportunity offered by this random act or event called the fertilization of egg by seed, which causes an entity to have the opportunity to then enter this density as an incarnate entity. This gives the two who were engaged in the bisexual, meaning two sexes, reproductive energy transfer, the potential for great service in the nurturing of the small experienced entity as it gains in experience. It shall be of interest at this point to note that there's always the possibility of using these opportunities to polarize towards the negative. And this has been aided by the gradual building up of many thousands of your years of social complex distortions, which create a tendency towards confusion or baffling of the service to others aspect of this energy transfer and subsequent opportunities for service to other selves. So let me unpack that. So Don is basically saying, tell us about childbearing and how that's related to the Creator's plan, how that's related to, you know, the use of sexual energy transfers in 3D. And Ra makes many important points. First of all sexual energy transfers include red ray. And red ray is random. Now, you can certainly affect fertilization by your mind. That's true. However, in general, the red ray transfer, whether there's fertilization or not, is not an effect. I mean, there's karma, you know, and there's higher self at work. So it's not exactly random, but what it means is it's not worked upon by the conscious mind of the participants generally. This red ray transfer, transfer is a function of 2D. Interesting. The 2D body, or the second density aspect of body, that attempts to grow or survive. And this normal body desire is a proper function of sexual interaction, of course. That's a major part of what sex is about, but not only. Now, the offspring or the child or whatever we call takes on this opportunity of mind-body. Now, why doesn't Ra say mind-body-spirit complex? Because what the parents are creating is a mind-body complex, or, you know, a body with genetics that influences a brain, creates a brain, that offers the chance for mind-body experience joined to the spirit complex, or under the guidance of higher self. So that's the spirit portion, not really created by the fertilization. This opportunity then, of course, is for the soul, the entity, to come into that body and take birth in 3D, right? Enter 3D. Now, this obviously gives the parents a chance to offer great service, meaning to be good parents and nurture and take care of the child as it gains in 3D experience as their parent, as the parent. And then Ra, being complete, also speaks about using this opportunity, or using the red ray transfer, actually, as a means to polarize to the negative. Now, that's where you get your Illuminati bloodlines, 3D negatives, who are seeking to go to 4D negative and join up with the heavenly demons, as one teacher said. And they then have children who then are, you know, moved straight into the hierarchy at some level or some function. And Ra is also saying that, well, you should also know that the sexuality, that sexuality in general, and sexuality that leads to fertilization and pregnancy and a child, is also, it's the negative use of those has been supported, is supported by the many, many distortions that have been built up over the millennia that confuse and baffle the benevolent aspect of sexuality. Benevolent service to others, sexuality, is nearly non-existent, by the way. I mean, there are loving, there are couples who are loving, there is loving sexuality. But the aspect of sexuality that's service to others, not just loving, but of course loving is service to others, but a sense of sexuality as service, as a gift, you know, as a gift of service to other, is very, very much unknown in this world, you know. So the woman who says, I offer myself to you so I can heal you, and so you can heal yourself, is considered a slut or a fool or a whore. And the man who says, you know, I'll make love with you because I want your happiness, will get slapped or think that he's just a, you know, what kind of playboy line is that? So this is a confusion, baffling of the service to others aspect of sexuality. And that baffling very much supports and strengthens the negative use of sexuality, right? men getting over on women and women using it, using sexuality to trap a man, and then thousands of other permutations, you know. Anybody, either gender, using sexuality for selfish gain in any way. So, all right, and let's go to the next section, the next question. If Don asks, if a sexual energy transfer occurs in green ray, and I'm assuming in this case that there's no red ray transfer, which is a mistake, is it possible, is it impossible for this particular transfer to include fertilization and birthing of an entity? So Don was basically of the mistaken idea that higher ray transfers do not include lower ray transfers. And Ross says, this is incorrect. There's always the red ray energy transfer. Now, there's always a transfer, but it doesn't mean there's always fertilization, obviously. So, there's always the red ray energy transfer due to the nature of the body complex. The random result of this energy transfer will be as it will be, a function of the possibility of fertilization at a given time of the month, or for both partners, in a given pairing of entities. So each entity being distorted in any vital sense by yellow or orange ray energies. I'll unpack it later. Thus the gift, shall we say, being given freely, no payment being requested either of body, of mind, of spirit. The green ray is one of complete universality of love. This is a giving without expectation of return. So I'll unpack it backwards, reverse unpacking. Yeah, what is green ray? What is love? What is love? Well, green ray is complete universality of love. What is that? Universality of love is giving without expectation of return. That's unconditional love. Unconditional love is giving without expectation of return, just in the same way that many Hindu yogis and gurus say that, you know, do your seva, S-E-V-A, service, without expectation of reward. Do it for its own sake, meaning do unconditional giving, or giving without expectation of return, for its own sake, because it's your way. It's your path. That's what green ray is. That's what giving and loving is. That's what loving is. Now, Ra is trying to explain here, it's a little bit convoluted, that first of all, there's always red ray transfer. There may not always be fertilization. Fertilization is the result, is somewhat random. It's the result of timing, a given time, pairing, the given pair of the couple, the coupling, their body conditions, and then the fact that the reality that they'll be undistorted in a vital sense. Now, a vital sense is a technical term. It means in terms of physical vitality by orange and yellow ray energy. And so Ross saying that when there's not when there isn't interruption or damage to the root chakra, then there'll always be the red ray transfer. When there is no distortion or non-distortion in a vital sense, which is probably different than non-distortion in a mental sense, but let's not go there. But any kind of significant non-distortion of second and third rays regarding the vital function of root chakra or personal, you know, vital force, vital etheric energy, leads to unconditional giving or free offering of self to the other. No payment being requested of body, mind, spirit. So that's unconditional love. That's heart chakra sexuality. I offer myself in the sexual union to you freely, expecting nothing from you. I don't expect you to be my partner. I don't expect marriage. I don't expect commitment. I don't expect monogamy. I don't even expect you to come here tomorrow and meet me. I expect nothing. That's what it means. No expectation of return. I'm simply offer my body, mind, spirit, my beingness to you now. Now, that's pretty high, don't you think? How many people do that? So, you know, I always said that it'll be a long time before the New Age movement moves into genuine free sex. Actually, it won't happen. But it'll happen in fourth density. But it won't happen here, and it's really rare to see anybody, any age, forget, let alone, you know, old-timer 6D wanderers, but newcomer 4D wanderers, who more may understand this more, performing, practicing, sharing true free sexuality. You know, even the word free sex sounds like, you know, hippie fucking with psychedelics, you know, in the grungy Venice, California apartment. So that's not what this is. Free sex is not prostitution. It's not grunge, foolish swinging or orgies. It's actually unconditional offering of self to the other in sexual union based in love. Where do you see that happening? You know, I don't see it too often. I mean, you know, the swingers and the naturists or the nature, you know, the nudist community and the swinger community, maybe some people there know something about that. Maybe. I could accept that. But it's not the norm. And the media, of course, you know, has nothing to say about it. So, how would you not get bodily diseases? Yeah, of course, of course. Well, look, we're still in 3D Earth with a lot of diseased bodies. So I'm not saying, I'm not giving the practical advice here, okay? I'm not giving encouragement for this. I'm just saying, this is what true free sexuality is. It's the free giving of one to the other, expecting nothing. You may hope for something, but it's expecting and demanding nothing. Now, it doesn't mean that, I mean, I've met, you know, pure heart prostitutes or women who are in the trade, and they're totally loving beings, very sweet, very pure heart. And so they're getting money or whatever in return, but that's actually secondary because they are pure heart women. You certainly don't see a lot of men who are pure heart in sexuality. And as you say, Kate, of course, there are lots of diseased bodies here. Disease in body also can be neutralized by mind. Yes, and that's actually what I was referring to. Number one, a green ray transfer is done only by those who are vibrating green ray. Those who are vibrating green ray have some kind of bodily protection that's not afforded to those who are not in green ray but are blocked second, third. Here's a pop question. What endocrine gland is associated with green ray? Yeah, the thymus. The pineal refers to a gland in the head. Some people link it to seventh ray. Some people link it to sixth ray. I prefer seven because I think that the hypothalamus is six, you know? And the higher, I believe, is the pineal, seven. Thyroid is fifth ray, throat chakra. And anybody with throat chakra with the thyroid issues, which are many women, in Taiwan here, many women have thyroid issues. Communication blockage, fifth ray blockage. Thymus is associated with heart chakra. Thymus is associated with immune system, interestingly. So the thymus is a very misunderstood and not well understood gland. If anybody wants to do research on the thymus gland and present that to us next week, that would be much appreciated, or a link. But if anybody wants to present, you know, we might even do that in the future. We'll do individual show and tell, you know. So yeah, Corinne, you can bring a link. tell us about the thymus next week, okay? Not this week, or next time. You may have a few weeks to prepare. So yeah, I would think then that significant green ray activation, love in mind, obviously would be a healthy, or should be a healthy thymus, which would be a strong immune system. And of course, as sixth ray is developed, which could be hypothalamus or pineal, whatever, then one gets closer to being an adept. And the adept, of course, can work the body by the mind and can neutralize. The adept is not afraid of radiation. So let's become adepts and then go help out at Fukushima while you can. So yeah, also the thymus and the higher two, hypothalamus, pituitary. I'm sorry, it's not hypothalamus, it's pituitary. Pituitary gland in the head. The pituitary and the pineal are the head glands. Hypothalamus, I don't know where I got that from, but those two glands are associated with sixth and seventh rays and definitely confer immunity because they also strengthen the thymus. So yeah, it's true. Any other points? So anyway, now we understand a little bit about true love-based sexuality. We also understand how humanity is good. I'm glad that answers the question. I'm glad that that we understood also what true love-based sexuality is, or a metaphysical understanding of the term free sex. It's not orgiastic tomfoolery. It's real offering in kindness. Last question, perhaps, for today. Don asks, I was wondering if there was some principle behind the fact that a sexual union does not necessarily lead to fertilization. I'm not interested in the chemical or physical principles of it. I'm interested in whether or not there's some metaphysical principle that leads to the couple having a child or not, or is it purely random? Now, Don maybe was asking about karma. Ra doesn't get into it, but Ra's answer includes potential, of course, for a karmic principle. So Ra says, this is random within certain limits. If an entity has reached the seniority whereby it chooses the basic structure of the life experience, this entity may then choose to incarnate in a physical complex which is not capable of reproduction, meaning infertility. Thus we find some entities which have chosen to be unfertile. Other entities, through free will, make use of various devices to ensure non-fertility, meaning birth control methods. Except for these conditions which may prevent or preclude pregnancy, the condition of pregnancy or fertilization is random. Now, Ra is not talking about karma. Ra is only talking about why one of the two partners may not be capable of reproduction, meaning the man is unfertile or the woman is unfertile. That would be done by that would be normally done by a soul that could choose its life experience, meaning it's already green ray active somewhat, and then it may choose to be born in a body that can't, you know, make a baby. Or people can use birth control techniques. But other than those two, in general, it's random. However, there is karma, and then there's a higher order of this discussion, which is there's a third soul involved, you know. There's a third entity overshadowing that may choose that by arrangement to be born to those parents. I mean, in general, you know, any entity that's born to any parent has chosen those parents. Either the higher self does the choosing because the entity has not reached seniority. Seniority refers to seniority by vibration, seniority of vibration. Ra talks about this, that many of the souls on earth are here now for harvest, the 3D, 98%, because of seniority by vibration, that higher self has determined, or they that determined, that they can use the late 3D vibratory field to achieve harvestability, to basically be able to graduate to 4D, positive. Now, of course, anybody can do that, but the souls that are here now have a greater chance than, I guess, the souls that are not here now. Now, when you look at the people around, it's really kind of hard to imagine that this is a seniority of anything, because they seem more like inferiority of vibration or deficiency of clarity. But what can I say? You know, now Earth is at the end of its 3D cycle, therefore the vibratory field would be, you know, 3.7, 3.76, 3.77. If we think about seven subplanes or seven subdimensional levels or vibrations to each dimension. So 3.1 occurred at the beginning of third density, 75,000 years ago. Now, the end of the third cycle of 25,000 years, we're at 3.7. It's just a technical way of saying it. The vibrations of 3.7 are more suitable to souls that are closer to harvestability than those who are at the beginning of their 3D career. So my take on numbering is 3D soul would be 3 point something. Those who are very physical only are 3.1. Those who are very emotional only, or very self-centered in a common way, not in a negative way, in a very, you know, emotional, a very non-organized mind way, very personal, but not only physical, or 3.2. And people who are more intellectual would be 3.3, more organized personality. And those who have made a choice then would be 3.3 positive or 3.3 negative, or 3D negative, 3D positive, meaning they're polarized. And then when they achieve harvestability, we can say they're 3.4, 3.5, 3.6, positive or negative. Now, almost everybody's going to be, you know, 3.4 something if they're positively oriented. I don't want to get into all the technicals of it because it's a long discussion, but, you know, there are 3D negative souls who are moving, seeking to go to 4D negative. There are 3D positively oriented souls, not wanderers, who are, you know, love-based, and they're seeking, and perhaps they'll go into fourth density positive and stay here in the new world. But most people, as I can see, are 3.2 and 3.3. And this represents seniority by vibration, somehow. Ra's using the term seniority, meaning when the soul activates heart chakra, when the entity is heart chakra activated somewhat, then after death, that entity has the right to more consciously program their future lives. It doesn't mean they're harvestable, but they are near it. And they're then participatory with higher self in the programming of catalyst. Participatory, it's a cute word, means that they're relatively well informed and conscious and active in the planning of their next life, so that they can graduate. So some souls then choose bodies that can't make babies, generally to open heart more, because of the pain of the deficiency of not having the opportunity of being a mother or father. It's also karma, or it's all karma, but it can also be a karmic return to what? To many things, like having been a bad parent before, having been a profligate in sexuality before, having been very happy as a parent before, but wanting to test their capacity for happiness without being a parent. So, you know, the possibilities are vast. Why a soul would program a body that doesn't have the capacity for fertilization or making a baby, male or female. but that's all another story. But what I just wanted to say is that there is karma of the other entity involved here. And I actually wrote something about this, which I shared with Kate, which I'll share with everybody if you like. It's a PDF, since I love my PDF maker. PDF maker is like the Cuisinart for me, you know? Some people love their Cuisinart. I love my PDF maker. So this is called On Abortion. On Abortion. Yay. So, not that abortion is encouraged here, but let's see what it is. So anyway, you can read it next time, but, and this is just some comments on abortion. I was thinking recently. So anyway, there is another soul involved, and that other soul wants, to be here, and wants those parents. And the point about abortion is that that soul may want to use the astral form that's created by the fertilization, even if it never comes to physical delivery. There's a delivery of the astral form of the mixed genetics of the partners, the male-female parents, even when there's abortion. And that's a very interesting thing. I thought about it, and some download came to me about it. So, there you go. So there's a saying, all's well in the end, and if all's not well, then it's not the end. And these are the growth pains and birth pangs of the new world. And humanity is a kind of a mess, you know? So it's not surprising that we'll have a messy 3D termination here. When 3D ends and how, I'm not sure. But clearly this is, you know, time of global shift. And it's very useful for us to be clear and to stay in balance and to keep heart open and to be close to the people we can be close with. So again, thank you. And I look forward to speaking with you all again in a few weeks. Okay, take good care. Good night.